throw his bitch ass in the trunk, take him to the south. Hey, where he is?
Point him out.
Throw his bitch ass in the trunk, show him what the fuck we talking about. I'm striking men like striking light.
Welcome into First Drive Fantasy.
Yeah.
Where we can only play 15 seconds because we don't have any approval for any other musicians right now. Working on that, though. Here with Joshua.
Have we gotten any...
The Chow Chow...
Fleetner?
Low Chow Main Fleetner.
He's got a lot of names.
Have we gotten any responses to our music request?
No, not yet.
Damn.
Kendrick Lamar is still getting back to us.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift reached out, but we denied her.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
For obvious reasons.
Yes. So, you know. We just not our...
What's the obvious reason?
She's dating a Chief.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're Broncos like fans.
No.
Oh, you're a Chief fan?
Huh?
All of a sudden?
Oh, he does love Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's my boy.
Like Andy Reid.
He's my boy, so
my
do
cheeseburger
I...
cheeseburger brother.
Andy Reid is... How about the nuggies?
I don't know if that's any better. I think Jokic's Minions commercial... might be topping that one.
Yeah, possibly.
How long before the Jokic brothers make an appearance on that commercial?
Never.
Never after they punch somebody.
Allegedly.
Allegedly punch a Laker fan. But I want to know what that fan said to them to make him punch him. Like, I think there's a reason he hasn't came forward. Like, that's an easy payday.
These are nice guys.
If he comes forward. So either he doesn't want what he said to come out, or... he's lawyering up and he's getting ready to drop a suit.
I don't know, but this is not a basketball podcast.
But it's Nuggets.
But
go Nuggets.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about the big news. A top two quarterback picked in the NFL draft has been traded.
Oh.
To the Denver Broncos. Zach Wilson.
This is great for Zach Wilson.
You're... current starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, you already given him the starting job?
Yes, I saw what Stidham had to offer, and well, it's not great.
But we've seen what Zach Wilson has to offer, though,
current,
too.
Because if they draft somebody, he's probably going to the bench.
What is it with Sean Payton's infatuation of cleaning up Nathaniel Hackett's sloppy seconds?
I don't know. I'm actually not mad at the trade, though. I mean, a swap of a 7th for a 6th. To get Wilson.
It's not a bad deal at all.
He has arm talent, but, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to fix a lot of what's going on upstairs.
Well, Denver is rated number one MILF capital in the U.S., so he should be have his head on straight, you know. He should get all he needs.
He's going to be distracted, so.
Damn.
Makes it worse.
Yeah. If we had, like, the lowest age range out of any... city, then maybe that would be better.
I think he was just suffering from milk deprivation in New York.
But yeah, that's... I don't know. I'm actually... I mean, he could be terrible, like he's been with Jets.
Went back and looked at some of the highlights. He's got an arm, dude.
It can't be as bad as it was with the Jets.
There's a 2% chance he can fulfill his destiny as the number 2 overall pick.
You're giving him a 2% chance?
That's a very terrible percentage.
It's hard to give
it
a...
I was thinking, like, maybe a 0.5% chance.
I'll stick with 2.
Okay.
He was number 2. He ain't gonna wear 2 here.
Right, Lutz is wearing 2? Or who wears 2? No, Lutz wears 3. PS2, never mind. Wow.
I was like...
Really? I heard a rumor that he might be on the trade block for during the draft.
Who's that?
Been
on the radio.
It's been shot down many times.
Right, that's why they put him in the throwback unis.
Yeah.
Right.
That has been shot down many times by Benjamin Albright, who works for the Denver Broncos. He says they're actually working towards an extension, if anything, so.
Words are words. We'll find out until it comes to paper.
Hold on, are you re-listening to 104.3 The Fan?
No.
Oh.
It was... I don't know what channel it was. I just... was a dumb commercial.
I'm gonna say Benjamin Albright has been right a lot more times than he's been wrong, so I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah, I'm not. I was just doing it to tease you guys.
Extensions.
Extension time.
Amon Ross St. Brown
getting big time.
Paid 4 years, $120 million.
Boy,
it shows you why you don't want to be the last team to sign a player at a position that year. Like
Amon Ross is a great receiver.
Yep.
But he's not to the stature of CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, but now their price tags just got even higher.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be hard for Vikings and Cowboys. Cowboys more than anything because their cap space is pretty bad.
You're telling me their running backs are eating up that much cap space?
I mean, just kidding. There's a rumor now that they might re-sign Zeke.
It's better than their current room, so.
But yeah, they also, Lions also re-signed Penei Sewell. I believe he became the highest paid offensive tackle.
Makes sense.
He's a bad man. So, yeah, Lions are pretty much paying their studs. Versus, we already know the Bengals did not want to pay T. Higgins, but now he's officially requested a trade again.
Did he?
Yeah. Him and Trey Hendrickson, their defensive lineman.
I saw the Hendrickson one.
I saw the Bengals have no plans on trading either. So, we'll see.
That's what every team says. Money can solve any issue, but they've been working on Higgins for how long now? Like,
yeah. So.
The shocking extension that happened
was Rashad Bateman.
Rashad Bateman.
For the Baltimore Ravens.
First pick to get a extension at wide receiver.
Through 2026, so it's a very short-term extension. But, I mean,
it's an extension.
His stats
suck.
Probably. Let me go see his
last year he stats. Had 37 catches for like 340 yards or some crap like that. And I know all the other years prior weren't even close to those, so.
I bet you he doesn't even have 100.
Catch season?
I was going to say on his career. His career, he has 93 catches, 1,167 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
How many years is that?
It's got to be either 3 or 4.
Wow.
I know one was hurt.
Zay Flowers has 77, 858, and 5 in one season, so yeah. I didn't quite understand that one, but
nothing, yeah.
But I mean, I didn't see the money on that one, though.
They didn't post anything. I think it's odd because they didn't pick up his option or something. Like, they just, I don't know, it's weird.
Well, that's probably a part of it because his fifth year option probably would have been
outrageous.
Pretty decent payday. So
he would have got paid like somebody's not a top receiver.
Yeah. Because I think it's the average of the top 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
At the position. So he probably would have been making the same amount of money as Jerry Jeudy, you know, who also doesn't deserve it.
Oh.
I think that's all the news, though.
I mean, a bunch of new uniforms.
Yeah.
Got released.
Lions, Broncos, Texans.
Missing one.
Jets.
Yeah.
Jets was very minimal, but
I didn't expect the Jets. Didn't they just redesign theirs like a few years ago?
I think so. They haven't really done anything major to any of the uniforms, though, with theirs.
That's them trying to stay relevant.
I feel like all the teams are becoming similar, and just the colors are different. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the Broncos ones. Besides the throwbacks. Those are amazing.
They'll grow on you. All the color combos.
Yeah. I also don't know if choosing Garrett Bowles and Quinn Miners to model was the best idea. Those bellies were popping. We love the big boys, though, on the O-line.
Leave us alone.
Never get the respect they deserve, dude.
But yeah, we are one day away from the NFL draft.
And it's wild.
Where more than likely Caleb Williams will be the top pick.
Nope.
Today, Jaden Daniels' camp came out and said that the reports of him refusing to go to Washington are exaggerated.
But not true. They're exaggerated.
I don't know if he'd said exaggerated. Those were my words.
Oh. Well, if he used exaggerated, that's a weird word.
Because the reports were that he was not happy about the fact that Washington decided to have all 4 quarterbacks at their facility at the same exact time.
I heard that's mostly just scheduling.
I don't know.
What happened? Sorry.
They hosted like 4 quarterbacks at the same exact time.
Oh.
Like on the same visit, so.
Hey, that might be interesting to see how they react, though. Like, who's actually the alpha dog?
Yes, and I mean, I get it, but at the same time, like, aren't they there probably to talk to the same people and do the same thing? So are you leading around a group of four people, or you have five different tours going on? And
it's probably different tours.
Like,
but I don't know.
It seems odd, but
yeah,
it could be scheduling and whatever. Like,
it's odd, but, you know, you got to just take it. You're not in the NFL yet.
Yeah. You're a rookie.
So
not even yet a prospect.
We're going to go into it. Before we talk about some of the people potentially being drafted, we're going to go ahead and talk about who could potentially be a DeAndre Swift this year. Have a team, but then a draft pick could force them
to get traded.
Either get traded or to get sent to the bench. Or, you know, someone just to be disregarded, basically.
Oh, man. So you're saying he got disregarded?
By the Lions, yes.
Okay. Disrespect.
A little bit of both.
All right. So, all right.
Who could potentially be those guys?
Well, I kind of went with it a different route, and I just went with, like, somebody who I think can be traded during it, and it'll kind of... It'd be more of a A.J. Brown-type trade. And I think Ayuk's on the move.
This seems...
I think they're going to do something in the draft to get a move on. Like,
I could definitely see it. I mean, you know, the talks have been that 49ers haven't wanted to guarantee him like a long, long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
Where some of the other teams in the NFL have kind of stepped up and said that they would give him that long-term deal.
I think the 49ers don't want to because they're in cap trouble, I think, coming up here shortly. But
yeah, I mean, just kind of all a wait-and-see type of deal.
Mm-hmm. That's one I think has got about a 50-50 chance of moving.
All right, 50-50.
50-50.
Do you have anybody you want to talk about, Jose?
Not exactly.
No?
It's a little harder to think about.
I mean, yeah, it is, because last year at this time, we weren't expecting the Lions to take a Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm-mm.
We were looking at it like going into the season, they were going to have David Montgomery and DeAndre Swift splitting time.
Yep.
And then day one of the draft, that's when it all changed.
I would have to say, I mean, kind of on the same route, I think a T. Higgins is one that could easily be dealt.
Yeah, these are guys that are not getting replaced by a draft pick, but just guys that are getting traded because of their situations.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I mean, I could see, like, I don't know, with those two players, what do you think the highest you'd be able to move up into the first round would be?
Middle.
Just right around, like, maybe 12 to 15.
I think 12 is a little high. I would say 15 is probably the
15 earliest. Would be about the highest.
Yeah, because I think the only three players that would have the chance to go top 15 of the wide receivers. I mean, this my projection may not be true because we've seen receivers go earlier, but would be Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roman Dunze.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you're a team, would you want to take on
a big contract
for a guy that's proven, or would you rather one of those three who could potentially just develop into even a better one?
And that's the only reason I think you would trade one of them, or like draft somebody before you traded them, is if you had that. And so I don't see it with the wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, you have the fringe guys. I don't know if they're necessarily Swift where they get traded, but could be guys that have their roles cut down considerably with, you know, Rashad White in Tampa Bay, Zamir White with the Vegas Raiders. I don't see Tennessee adding another running back after they added Pollard.
I think they're kind of...
But you never know.
Well, they have Tajay Spears, too, from last year that they drafted.
No, that's what I'm saying. Spears could be the guy
that
could be pushed down. But yeah,
is AJ Brown being traded?
No,
some rumors.
Well, you know what's funny is that whole situation. He got upset about it. He's like, I can't believe I have to explain myself. But he knows we are a week out from the draft exactly. He changed his profile picture to Tom Brady, Patriot. And then he goes and follows Brissett and KJ Osborne, who are both active players for the Patriots. Who does that and doesn't expect to get asked about it? Like, and then on top of it, it was like, what, 2 days after we signed Devontae Smith to his extension?
Yeah, it was just very weird timing of everything.
I don't think he's moving anywhere. Because, like, I think me and Derek talked about, the only way the Eagles would move on from him is if they got the number three pick from him.
What's he unhappy about?
I don't think he is. I think he's just a moron.
Damn, too much time in Philly.
I just think he's... I think he wanted attention. I think that's what it was. He wanted attention.
The hell?
Is it fucked up to say that? Yeah, maybe, but I think he wanted attention. It wasn't around him at that point. It was around Devontae Smith.
What about some of the guys that were signed this season with us? Zach Moss or Devin Singletary, who right now have the starting job, but...
I expect Zach Moss to do great things in Cincy.
Yeah, I think that team is looking... I mean, that's why they're saying that they're not going to trade Higgins or Hendricks, mm-hmm. is they want to compete for the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll be looking running back necessarily in the draft, especially with an early pick. They might take a day three guy, but they're not really going to challenge Zach Moss, I don't think.
A third-round pick could, I think. I don't know.
I don't think they take a third-round pick, though. I think fifth and later is probably where they would take a running back.
I think it depends on if they move one of those guys during the draft. Because I think if they do, the draft's got to be where you move them. And it's got to be for picks. And it's got to be stuff that you know you can replace. So I think a Higgins is hard to replace with something in the draft.
Yeah, and Tyler Boyd's gone too, so they're really diminishing their receiver room.
They'd kill it. They'd kill their receiver room by trading him without having a plan of like, hey, we're going to go to get a 15, and then we're going to somehow flip into a top five pick and go get one of the top wide receivers, which could be done, but it's a lot of moving parts to do in the next day.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Now we move on. We're going to look at some bold predictions for this upcoming draft. This could be, you know, team blah, blah, blah trades into the top 15. This could be this team surprises and drafts at a position that we don't expect. You know, a la Green Bay taking a quarterback in the first round when they still had Rodgers. Or this could be, you know...
Yeah, but that was Jordan Love, a clear Hall of Famer. Like, the Packers are just good at what they do. It's a very unique situation.
The funny thing is, I got an update about like a mock that we did a few years back for that draft. And I think we had Jordan Love going in the top 10 of that draft. So we were high on Jordan Love back then. Clear back Hall of Famer.
Back in the previous days?
Yeah. So, yeah. But bold predictions all started off, and we just talked about those top three receivers. I'm going to say number four, the fourth receiver off the board, probably somewhere between pick 16 to 24, is going to be Xavier Worthy. He may even go higher. I don't know. But I think someone's going to be enamored with that 4.21 speed, and somebody is going to take the shot a little higher than I would want them to. So that is going to be my first bold prediction for the draft
tomorrow. I'm trying to find the draft order. What pick does Minnesota have? They have
11 because they're right before us.
And then they traded for the 23rd. Okay, that was the one I was looking for. So my bold prediction, not really.
What pick do they trade up to?
They're not going to trade up. I don't think they're...
I've seen 5, 4, and 3.
I think they're going to stand pat. I think they're going to hope a quarterback drops to them.
I don't think you can hope for that if you're looking at quarterback.
They have Sam Darnold. I think they'd be willing to risk a season with Sam Darnold versus trading up for a quarterback right now.
I mean, they also have the Raiders right behind them that might trade up.
Yeah. I saw it. I think it was Patriots and them. The rumors that they are both really like Drake May. These are, once again, just rumors. But, so if that is the case, they would have to move up to 3 with the Patriots. It sounds like it, from everything we're hearing, Chicago and Washington are staying pat no matter what.
So. Chicago is for sure. They got rid of Fields. They ain't going to trade that number one pick for who? Go get Mahomes? Really?
The only way they would trade is if they moved back with Washington or New England, where they're still guaranteed a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So you're saying Minnesota doesn't...
They're going to stand pat with their picks in the first round.
It might happen because everybody has them trading up, you know? Usually... people are pretty off.
So if they were to stay pat with those two first round picks, and let's say the four quarterbacks are off the board, do they take a quarterback with that second pick in the 20s at that point?
I think they would. I don't think they would. I think they would wait until they're... I think if... because at that point, it depends, because... I'm trying to think.
Five quarterbacks are probably gone at that point.
Because who would be the one that's left, do you think, at that point? You're talking it would be Nix or Penix?
Penix or Nix.
I think they're going to both be gone by the time the late Vikings pick.
Penix and
Nix? You think there'll be seven picks, and seven quarterbacks in the first 10 picks?
Six.
That's a bold prediction right there.
Or six.
Because my bold prediction was going to be that there's only going to be the four quarterbacks gone in the first round.
I need to pull up my list of quarterbacks real quick.
I'm
drawing a blank right now.
Penix and Bo Nix both slide into the second round. And I'll add on to this bold prediction. There will be three quarterbacks gone in the second round with Bo Nix, Penix, and I think Spencer Rattler goes as well as a second round pick.
I would be willing. Yeah, there's. I think Nix or Penix will be there at their 11.
Well, I'm saying they're going to be there with second round. So
I could see
we're all over the board.
I could see six being picked in the first round. I could see the top six guys being gone in the first round.
I'm sticking with four. So we but have there's six no way in the first round. Six in the top 10 picks.
But see, his is just odd because that means you're saying that those six are going. I would say at that point you have to guarantee the first two wide receivers are off the board. Nabers and Neighbors. Sorry. Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr. Those guys are off the board. So you're saying eight of the first 10 picks are going to be offensive players. That doesn't happen.
No. Eight of the first 10? Oh, offensive? Yeah.
I think that happens.
Yeah. I think the first 10 might be all offense.
It could be.
There's really not a...
Because we don't scout defense, so I don't know what they look like.
Because if the Chargers trade back, they're projected to get a tackle. If they trade back, someone's trading up to get a quarterback right there.
So we're talking about four quarterbacks, two receivers that were pretty much are saying locks.
I think they're locks for top five, yeah.
And then I've seen Joel Alt, who seems to be a lock for the top 10 at tackle. Potentially Brock Bowers, potentially the tackle from Penn State, and I can't think of his name right now.
I mean, looking at the teams who are drafting, they're outside Chicago having their second pick at 9. I could see almost all of those people hammering offense, except for the question marks become Chargers and Tennessee.
I'm clicking on the first one that I see, the CBS mock draft. They have Caleb, Jaden Daniels, they have Minnesota trading to 3 for Drake May, Marvin Harrison, J.J. McCarthy, Malik Nabers, Joe Alt, Dallas Turner, so one defensive player, Rome Odunze, and J.C. Latham, another tackle. So,
oh, I mean, it's going to be a heavy offense, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of offensive players. So,
And they had McCarthy going to Chargers?
No.
Oh.
They had the trade with the Patriots, who traded back up for that spot.
Okay. So. That's something. See, that's a trade I could kind of get behind. I could see the Patriots trading back for Minnesota's two picks and then trading back up.
I think it would take more than those two picks.
Well, I think so too, but I think basically they could come out on top and move back, but not give, like, get their players still.
Yeah, so.
What other? But I don't see that happening.
Bold predictions do we have?
Bold prediction, there's going to be a running back drafted in the first round.
That's
guaranteed.
That's an awful prediction.
I guarantee you somebody's going to be an idiot and draft a running back.
I don't think so.
That's my bold prediction.
Now, we're talking about round two.
No, I think somebody's going to do something silly in round one.
I don't know. Round two, I'm looking at Panthers have a need at running back. Patriots, I mean, I could see them doing it. Cardinals, I could see them doing it. Commanders, probably not. Chargers, Blake Corum. Titans, probably not. Panthers again.
I'm telling you, first round. That's bold.
That's very bold.
But somebody's going to be stupid. Everybody said that you'd be dumb to pick anybody but Bijan last year in the top 10. And
but I feel like Jahmyr Gibbs was still highly touted.
Oh, I know.
Where these running backs this year are not very highly touted.
Somebody's going to be like, we just liked what we saw. We had to get him. I don't know. I just, that's what I have a gut feeling about.
I'm looking at the back of the first.
You got Arizona with the second pick back there.
They have a pick right away in the second round. They can take someone.
True. You said you want bold predictions. Okay. Bold prediction.
I just want an explanation of these bold predictions as well. I don't want to just
say it. Arizona State's Pat, number four. And they take Malik Nabers.
You think Nabers
over Marvin Harrison Jr. I've heard a little bit of rumblings that they prefer him. I think he's a better fit with Kyler Murray.
I mean, I think those two receivers are fits for any quarterback, but I mean, it's bold, but I can also see it happening.
I could see that.
Those two are so close. And there's a world where Harrison Jr. rubbed teams wrong with his refusing to do anything at the combine, refusing some meetings and stuff like that. So
I think I think you have a set of players coming out anymore who realize it doesn't matter what you do or don't do at the combine. If you're a top tier guy, you're gonna go. And I think Marvin Harrison, of all the players that could do it, is just proof after proof for seasons that he's the guy. Like, it's pretty easy to do it, I think, when you're him, but also, it could be some insight from his dad. Be like, hey, it doesn't matter. Or, hey, we're going to get you to Indianapolis. I don't know.
Oh, he's going the very next pick to the Chargers.
I mean, that would make sense.
I got completely lost. What were we talking about? Oh, the
I was just going down a rabbit hole of, like, they're going to prevent him from going to certain teams.
I don't know. They're Jim Irsay came out today and said the door is not closed for them trading up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That would be a lot to give up to move that.
Where are they at?
They're at 15 to move up. You're saying 10 into the top 5 potentially.
10 to 15.
Do you not know who their owner is? He likes to live wild and party. He might have a little too much tonight and just go crazy tomorrow. I don't know.
I mean, it cost Houston last year a first that year and a first this year to stay up there to get Will Anderson. So, and they were higher than 15. So, that's gross. I don't know.
I did hear some guy on Twitter. He's like, Drake May falls out of the first round. I wager my firstborn son's name on it. Naming rights to his firstborn son.
Well, he's going to name him something stupid then.
You know, falls out of the first round, Drake May? Are you kidding me?
There's no chance about that.
I'd be shocked.
Shocking.
Genuinely shocked.
I'm going to say one of these two teams that already have a good wide receiver duo will draft a receiver in the first round. Either
Bears,
the Los Angeles Rams, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bold prediction.
There's another team.
Either Chris Godwin and Mike Evans get a partner, or Puka and Cooper Kupp.
See, I thought you were going to say the Eagles, because I could easily see us drafting a wide receiver at where we're at. Because right now we have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, and the next person I think is Devontae Parker, who's serviceable.
Don't you guys need O-line?
You guys got Paris Campbell, too.
Do we need O-line?
Yeah, lot of the mock draft like trades are having to train up for attacking.
Well, that's because that's all the Eagles do in the first two rounds normally is draft.
No, whatever.
O and D line.
It's cornerback. But
I've seen that, but I could see us going offensive with a weapon. But we need to solve our defense as well. But this isn't the Eagles podcast, so I'll shut up.
Buffalo Bills, do not take a receiver.
What?
In the first round.
What do they take?
Not a receiver.
A quarterback?
They have to take a receiver, dude. They have none.
They have Curtis Samuel.
Their team, though, right there, I could see them making a trade for an Ayuk or a Higgins. I think it'd be more likely to get Ayuk than a Higgins, just because I don't see Cincy trading in conference.
My thing is with these receivers and how good they are, I think they wait till the second round. Or third round to grab a guy.
Historically speaking, then you get guys like Michael Pittman and stuff like that. So it's not bad at all.
T. Higgins was a second rounder that year, too. Like, this is a deep class. And, you know, I've been reading a lot more, too, that Adonai Mitchell is... Some teams are taking him off the board, reportedly.
Why? Because of his health?
His, apparently, attitude issues.
Like so, we talked about, yeah. Yeah,
so... I think he's going to be a guy that will fall because of, like, character concerns, kind of like a Dez Bryant. I mean, Dez Bryant was still a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. I don't think Adonai Mitchell goes in the first, but there will be a team that takes a chance on him. It could be a team like the Bills.
If he falls that far, I think somebody for sure.
We got Dallas on this mock draft. Taking 24? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adonai.
I mean, they do, like,
adorable Mitchell.
Adorable Mitchell, according to Monty. Dallas does like taking people that have issues. So,
well, I mean, their owner has plenty of issues himself. So
that he does.
It's a team full of issues.
From Cleveland through Houston, Minnesota. I don't know. I don't know what else to think. I don't know. Do we have any more bold predictions?
Not really. I can't think of any. I'm trying to.
Well, there's going to be 2-1 drafted offense versus defense.
In the first round?
First round's going to be mostly offensive players.
2-1?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, like 20-10, 22.
Okay.
I do have some interesting bets. We can get to those whenever.
You got some bets on them?
Like some bets with good value that I thought were interesting.
On like on when like
when players go.
Number of players drafted from X school or certain things like that.
Not exactly. It's more about the specific player and when they'll go.
We'll talk about these. That's what we'll close the show with.
Alrighty.
So now we're going to go ahead and predict some landing spots for a few players. Just because, I mean, we already have Malik Nabers going to the Cardinals. Is there anybody specific that we want to just, be like, this is where I'm going to project them, and it would be a good fit, or anything like that?
I mean, I would love to put Jaden Daniels with Minnesota. I just don't think it's possible.
Okay.
I think that would be an ideal fit. You get the LSU-LSU pairing, even though they maybe never played together.
All right.
But I think watching his film, I think his quarterback play sets up for how the wide receiver room is built in Minnesota. But I don't think it's possible.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to say first running back off the board. Might be a bold prediction, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a trade up into the second round. Dallas Cowboys select Trey Benson, running back, Florida State.
Trey Benson. You think he goes?
I think he will be the first running back on.
In the second round?
In the second round.
I have to come look at my stats so I know what I'm looking at. Trey Benson.
Running back, Florida State. He was kind of all over the board on our
Why him over any of the other running backs, though?
Because I believe he's got the build that typically, you know, he's kind of got that Zeke build a little bit.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a torn ACL. That's why I believe he will be the first guy off the board.
I just was curious, man. Oh. You think they'd skip over a Brooks even though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Brock Bowers land with the Colts. Give Anthony Richardson a little bit more weapons, and they can really work that offense inside out with Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson running the ball. Short game, Brock Bowers, outside Michael Pittman.
I like it. I mean, there's no way he falls there, but the perfect landing spot for him would be Cincinnati.
Indianapolis, I thought he said.
No, that's what he's saying. I'm saying Cincinnati.
He's saying Cincinnati.
Cincinnati would be the absolute perfect spot.
Oh,
they're
he's not going to get to 18. That's all right. I'm gonna throw out a name and just tell me where you think this person lands. Bo Nix.
Denver. Guaranteed. Done deal.
Second round, though, right?
First round, unfortunately.
Second round, though, right?
I wish. How can... Bo Nix. I gotta have six quarterbacks going the first round, man.
Bo Nix. Oh, my gosh. Who do I...
I'm saying Denver, but in the second round.
We can dream.
Or at the very latest, a late first after a trade back.
Who'd Raiders sign? The quarterback?
Or who they have? Gardner Minshew.
Minshew, yeah, that's right.
They got the mustache crew over there with him and Aiden O'Connell. So if Bo Nix can't grow one, he can't go there.
Damn.
I think Penix will go to the Raiders. Second round.
I can see that too.
It's so funny. I mean, I don't know. Bo Nix, I could see a Minnesota in the first round if they don't trade up.
He's not going in the first round unless it's late in the first round.
Bo Nix. The Bo Nix, you're saying.
Positive. All right, we will go. I'm going to say a receiver. Tell me where you think he will fit in. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU, the second LSU guy.
The second
LSU. LA Rams.
Okay. I said I could see them taking a third receiver. And you're going to LA with the Rams.
He doesn't have to be the main guy right away. Great opportunity for him.
I'm going to say a few picks earlier. Jacksonville Jaguars.
They need a replacement.
For Calvin Ridley. You already have Christian Kirk, who's the kind of the guy in between. And then you give Trevor Lawrence a deep threat. No idea there, Chowder.
No, I'm doing research over here. I'm even thinking a few picks earlier than you, and I'm looking at like a Saint.
Okay. They don't have Michael Thomas anymore.
They just have Olave, right?
They have what's his name? He's Shahid?
Rashid,
who's basically just a deep threat, and that's it. But Jalen Wright, running back, Tennessee. Where does he go?
Ooh, I was thinking about him, actually. He's going... Baltimore would be an interesting fit to, I think, with the combo, him and Derrick Henry with the speed would be a good fit. Because it's hard to keep remembering all the different signings these guys do and they have so many guys leave too, but they just have Henry, right? Because Gus and JK are gone.
Yeah.
So then they would have like Keaton Mitchell, I guess, from last year.
He had that really nasty knee injury, so he's not going to be ready for training camp more than likely. So
him.
No, they have... Don't they have Delvin?
Did they sign Delvin?
The Ravens, yeah.
Yeah.
They do have Delvin.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jalen Wright goes... I've already said another player for this team, but... I'm going to go with the Vegas Raiders.
Vegas Raiders. Offset.
Zamir White.
Offset. Yeah. I was thinking maybe I could see a Washington.
For Jalen Wright?
Yeah.
Even though they just signed Awesome Eckler?
Fuck. I'm telling you, I need spreadsheets of this stuff. I need rosters up, man.
I would say Blake Corum, but he's going to the Chargers. Sorry, the pick's already been made. Harbaugh might take him with the fifth pick, I'm just saying.
If that happens, he needs to be fired right away. It'd be nuts.
I'm just kidding. All right, I'm just kidding.
You know who's going to get done did messed up?
Who?
Why am I? Herbert. They're going to draft J.J. McCarty, and Herbert's going to have to get traded during the draft sometime afterwards.
And they're going to get Justin Jefferson. Past.
Sorry, we're I past just I wish I would have thought about that one earlier.
No, but it's too late.
that's my outlandish bold take.
All right, I don't really have anything else. So we'll go ahead and head over to Jose with his draft.
Ka-ching. Time to make some money.
Uh-oh.
Money. Hold on.
All right, you guys tell me.
Hold on. You got to hold on.
I want to debate these, so I think you're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, they all fit with my offensive and quarterback narrative, so.
We're going to our segment, Jose's Bets.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
The segment you've all been waiting for. Oh, okay.
We only have 15 seconds, man.
Yeah, I can't do much.
We don't have money.
All right, first one is Bo Nix to go in the first round at +160.
This goes against everything Derek just thinks, yep. So you're...
I would go against that, personally.
All right, so Derek does not like
that. See, I could see that. I could see Nix going...
Well, then put your money where your mouth is.
I don't gamble.
You're going to gamble.
I don't.
Yep, this rule of this podcast is you sign the contract, so we're all...
I'm an emotional gambler, so I avoid gambling because I hate losing my money. So, yeah.
It's not gambling when you're right all the time.
Okay, oh, because you're right all the time, Mr. Jose?
No, you are. That's what I'm saying.
+160. I'm going to go ahead and go bet against this real quick.
That means you're probably going to get minus. You're laying a lot of
juice, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's not worth it, Derek.
It's worth it if I parlay it.
His over-under in picks to go in the draft is at 32.5. So they're thinking he's going to go right outside the first round or right before the end of it.
That's a weird over-under when you have... That's I mean, I could see a team, like, so, kind of like Lamar a few years back, I could see a team trading up to the last three picks just to get that fifth-year option on the quarterback. But I think he's going before, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's a lock for the first round, but that's just me.
I think there's six quarterbacks going in the first round.
I don't see the option to bet against it, so, all right, whatever.
That's because they don't want to lose.
You got to find it probably at a specific book or something. A lot of the books just give you, like, the harder ones.
All right, yeah, what's your next one?
There it is, over or under 32.5.
So you're saying over.
That's minus 155. Okay, well, whatever. What's your next one?
Brock Bowers to go top 10, plus 125. But the more and more I think about that one, I don't know, because the trades.
We have Brock Bowers. I also have Brock Bowers over under 12.5. So it gives you a few extra picks.
Yeah.
To see if someone will take it there.
But you're doing that based on your theory that he should go to the Jets, correct? Jets,
yeah.
His over on... hold on. Does the over mean that he gets picked within 12 picks?
No, the over would be 13. Like above it. 13 and above. Yeah. The under would be...
Oh, that's negative 250. So, not the best
bet. At least that's how I would look at it. Like,
but then to cover that a little bit, sprinkle a little bit on Broncos' first pick tight end at number 12, plus 1,200.
I don't think they take tight end.
There's no way they take a tight end.
Those are pretty big odds, though, but yeah.
That's not even worth.
There's so many
that's a silly
question
one.
Marks on offense. I did see that in a lot of mock drafts, so don't call me silly. It wasn't me.
Well, the mock drafts are sillier, too. So
J.J. McCarthy is sitting at 5.5. That's his over-under.
See, that's your bet right there. You're going
5.5? That means the Chargers taking him, man.
It means
they're at 5.
Yeah,
well, they could take them, and still you could would get that bet. But the under is negative 130, so the betting odds are that he goes top 5.
Yeah,
I said this a couple weeks ago. So if you were listening to me a couple weeks ago,
maybe you got some better odds.
Maybe.
So who was the projected pick of number 9 for the Bears? Dallas Turner. Edge. Outside linebacker.
I don't know because I've seen.
I saw that, and he's been projected to the Bears or the second pick.
Yeah, Dallas Turner's at 9.5.
So, top 10, plus 100. So,
even money.
Even money. Another one is Joe Alt, top 5 at plus 270. But ooh, if there's trades up to get those quarterbacks, the first four picks can go.
Ooh, I don't.
And then you got first four picks being quarterback, possibly, and then you got those receivers.
It's hard. At top 5, I'm taking the over. Because I think
that's why it's at plus 270, though.
Yeah. Who would you say it is?
Because I have 7.
Joe Alt, the offensive tackle.
I have 7.
Notre Dame.
Over and under 7.5. Or the 7th. Basically 7/8th pick.
Yeah.
So. We also have Michael Penix at 32.5 as well. So he's right at the same over under as Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I hope somebody messes up calling out their names with Penix and Nix.
Roma Dunze is at 8.5. So that's interesting in my eyes.
Another defensive lineman that's projected to go pretty high, Laiatu Latu, top 10, plus 230.
Top 10?
Top 10.
Whew, I have him at over under 16.5. So.
Yeah, but he's going top 10 to get some better odds for plus. He's messing the lines.
We're trying to make some money here.
We just said there might be one guy taken out of the defense in the top 10.
Yeah, that's why it's
these are some big.
I wrote down
big odds. Big odds.
And I have one more involving two quarterbacks and the Broncos. Oh. So they can either pick Penix or Nix. So they can mess up the names, it don't matter. But it's plus 150.
It's not terrible. That of all the bets that you just listed,
that might be the
that most might reasonable. Be the one that's like reasonable.
I just got your bet for your bold prediction. the over-under, 0.5 for running backs taken in the first round.
What's the...
Plus 800.
For above?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So if one is taken...
Dude, that's...
Total quarter,
sprinkle.
Total quarterback selected in first round, the over-under is 4.5, so that's right. Ooh.
Oh, man, those are some...
The under for 4.5 is plus 330, so that's where I would be at.
A lot to think about.
Oh, damn.
The interesting one is total receivers selected in the first round, over, under 6.5. If you want over and you say there's 7 guys that are going, that's 280 odds.
Let me look at my booklet here.
He's literally flipping through pages right now.
Well, I could see 7 of these guys going in the first round.
Shoot, I might have to go freaking put some money on Patrick Paul going in the first round.
Running backs going. Plus 800. That's crazy odds, but... Oh, man. If I gambled, that would be a line to hit. Oh. Somebody's got to be stupid enough, right? There's a dumb enough GM.
Ooh, we got
they don't want to pay running backs now.
We got Ladd McConkey going in the first round at minus 125.
So Ladd McConkey?
So people are thinking Ladd is going to...
If Ladd goes, then... Oof.
I saw some dude comment, he's a practice player at best. Like, they didn't even say why. They just like to come by and say, like, they suck.
Ladd McConkey.
Jeez, I'm... Looking at some of these odds, and these odds are
good. Of all the ones you said, the Broncos drafting one of those two guys makes sense. But even then, that's still like it's not that good when you have 32 other teams
okay.
that could draft them.
How about these odds? Plus 10,000.
For what?
Luke McCaffrey going in the first round.
You shut your mouth.
Plus 10,000.
Put a dollar on it, win 100.
I think so, right?
Something like that.
Okay, well, I need to figure something out here. Ooh, the offensive players, to your point, offensive players selected in the first round, the over-under is 21.5. So, a lot of these lines that we were saying beforehand on, like, either bold predictions or that are being set here with these...
So I wonder where they're getting their information from. Is it
they're getting it from the BS? First draft us, fantasy podcast? Of course. Wow.
Like these guys got to know something.
Yeah, we work for Vegas basically.
Oh, I'm still stuck on the running back deal. Like that's,
dude. You saw the running backs. You ranked them.
I know
they don't deserve to go in the first round.
But there's somebody that will.
Dallas.
Somebody will.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Gosh, I'm looking at that quarterback one. Like, do I really want to risk it?
I'm about to create a betting account. Just kidding. No, I'm not.
And the cool thing is, like, if you're a first-time user, most of these give you credits to play with. So you don't have to use your own money.
This is what we're doing right now. Getting frisky and interesting here. All right, well, I will probably be making a bet.
Uh-oh, he's making a bet. Live betting? Live betting on the podcast?
I don't know about live betting, okay?
I mean, you can do live during the draft, too. If you see a trade happen, you kind of know what's going to happen after that. Just to be on top of it, you know?
Be on top. Yeah, but Vegas gets the inside scoops on those, so by the time it's already announced, it's already adjusted.
They know before it's announced, like, as they're writing it down.
That's how it works, man.
Ooh, this one would be interesting for me.
Couldn't hold it.
Because I said it. God damn it. You and your freaking baby bladder.
Damn.
We got Marvin Harrison, first wide receiver selected. This is a parlay.
I already told you, neighbor.
Joe Alt, first offensive lineman selected. Quinyon Mitchell, first cornerback selected. And Trey Benson, first running back selected at plus 750 for those odds.
Did you just create that?
I didn't create it. It's one of the ones that they have in there.
Why is Trey Benson the guy? Like, he's a trash-ass running back.
Apparently he's not.
I have him at 5. Cinco.
You can have him at cinco. Yeah, I don't like it. All right. Well, that's going to be it for our
pre-NFL draft.
Yeah.
Combine special.
Yeah, so we appreciate you guys for listening. We will be back next week with... We might be doing our rookie mock next week.
We've got results. We're going to do rookie. Yeah, we're going to do everything.
We're going to go wild. Love you guys. We're out of here. Bye. I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the mood.